Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. After a Kansas judge ordered foster parents to surrender a three-year-old girl they had cared for and place the child with biological siblings, state lawmakers have taken the first step toward potentially preventing similar decisions in the future. The Gardner couple, Nicole and John DeHaven, turned over the child last week. And a National Historic Site in Pawnee County could use a lending hand.
Fort Larned needs volunteers to help the tourist attraction educate and entertain visitors. One such volunteer, Carter Atterbury, has been offering his time for the last couple of years, helping visitors relive history. Atterbury wants to be an example for others.
Being able to serve your country in more ways than one. When people say that, they usually think of joining the military, but there's a plethora of ways that you can help.
Fort Larned was essential in protecting caravans along the Santa Fe Trail and played a key role in maintaining peaceful relations with the Plains Indians. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly announced on Wednesday the retirements of Adjutant General Major General David Weishauer and Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones. Governor Kelly stated that General Weishauer and Colonel Jones have together helped keep Kansans safe over the past several years, including during the COVID-19 pandemic, and both have overseen immense operations throughout the entire state during challenging times. She added that she was grateful for their service and dedication and wishes them the best in their retirements. Major General David Weishauer was appointed the Adjutant General of Kansas on April 1st of 2020 and has since led the 7,000 soldiers and airmen of the Kansas National Guard. In this role, he also served as the governor's Homeland Security Advisor and Director of Emergency Management for the state of Kansas. Major General Weishauer will retire on April 1st of 2023, and Governor Kelly will appoint Brigadier General Michael Vernerity to become Adjutant General. Vernerity currently serves as the Chief of Staff, heir to the Adjutant General, and as Director of the Joint Staff, Kansas National Guard at the Joint Force Headquarters in Topeka. He previously served as commander of the 184th Wing at McConnell Air Force Base. After more than 45 years in law enforcement, Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones will retire from his cabinet position on July 1st of 2023. Prior to being appointed the Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent in 2019, Jones was the Shawnee County Sheriff, and he has served Kansas as a police officer in Emporia, a state trooper for the Kansas Highway Patrol, and an instructor at the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center. Under his leadership, the agency increased recruitment efforts, enhanced law enforcement equipment and training, and carried out operations throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. The Kelly administration will announce Colonel Jones's successor in the coming months. According to Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt, Kansans are no stranger to winter weather, and when there are freezing conditions, there's potential for winter-related damage to your home or property. Your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy can protect you against common winter damage, so be sure to contact your agent to conduct a review of your current policy and ensure that you are covered for all of the perils of winter weather. Schmidt said every Kansan should take precautionary steps this winter to help protect their property from freezing temperatures and winter weather. And if you are a victim of a winter catastrophe, a burst pipe, or a roof collapse, you need to contact your insurance agent right away. If you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484 or visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. Last week, Governor Kelly outlined for Kansas Farm Bureau members the administration's rural policy agenda by emphasizing a commitment to securing a water supply to sustain agriculture production without imposition of government mandates. Kelly said if we want family farms to be passed on to the next generation, they must act now. She said they'll make additional investments to work with producers and irrigators to ensure water quality and quantity. However, everyone knows that funding is not enough, as there needs to be a broad-based agreement to improve practices and adopt new technology so that they can protect farming and rural life. Governor Kelly said in an interview that she was committed to a collaborative process of reform that didn't feature water management mandates. She said the best approach would be to build consensus on a strategic plan for water conservation. The Ogalla Aquifer beneath Kansas and a prolonged drought has led to anxiety about the water supply, and Kelly said she doesn't think mandates work particularly well, so she's committed to bringing producers and other stakeholders to the table to ensure a clean, abundant water supply for Kansas's children and grandchildren and beyond. She added that it's important that Kansas farmers, including family farmers, are part of every budget decision and every policy change. Agriculture is the largest industry in Kansas and supports more than 250,000 jobs. Kansas was the nation's top producer of sorghum and winter wheat production and ranked third in cattle production. And exports surpassed $5 billion for the first time in history as agriculture businesses continue to expand in Kansas. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued fish consumption advisories for 2023. And the advisories identify types of fish or other aquatic animals that should be eaten in limited quantities or, in some cases, avoided altogether because of contamination. General advice and internet resources are provided to aid the public in making informed decisions regarding the benefits and the risks associated with eating locally caught fish from Kansas waters. And this includes water bodies affected by harmful algae blooms. To date, measured algae toxin levels in fish samples collected from waters affected by harmful algae blooms suggest the fish are safe to eat. However, you need to take precautions to be safe, and they include to avoid skin contact with the water, wear gloves when handling wet fish and equipment, rinse your fish with clean water, remove skin from the fillets and rinse with clean water prior to cooking or freezing, eat only skinless fillets, and do not eat shellfish. Some general advice for reducing exposure to chemicals in fish include to keep smaller fish to eat and let the big ones go, avoid eating fish parts other than fillets, trim the fat from the fillets and or use cooking methods that allows the fat to drip away, avoid substances fishing, relying on wild caught fish or for daily nutritional needs in rivers within or immediately downstream of large urban industrial areas, and don't eat fish or aquatic life from wastewater outfalls, waste treatment lagoons, or stormwater retention ponds. For information about fishing in Kansas, including licensing, regulations, fishing reports, fishing forecasts, and harmful algae blooms, you can visit the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks fishing website, ksoutdoors.com/fishing. On Tuesday, February 7th, the Barton County Sheriff's Office reported a stolen hay from a field near Olmitz. Approximately 150 large bales were stolen from the location, sometimes between late November and February 7th, and the estimated loss is in excess of $25,000. A white truck, tractor, and semi-trailer, as well as a John Deere tractor, were seen in the area prior to the theft. If you have information about the incident or any other crime, you can call Crime Stoppers at 888-305-1300. February is American Heart Month, and there's no better time to consider your cardiovascular health. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 659,000 people in the United States die from heart disease each year, or one in every four deaths. And it's the leading cause of death for men, women, and most racial and ethnic groups. Coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart disease, responsible for more than 300,000 deaths yearly. In the United States, more than 800,000 people have heart attacks each year, and about one in five heart attacks is silent, when the damage is done, but the person is not aware of it. Common signs of heart attacks include pain or discomfort in the chest, lightheadedness, nausea or vomiting, jaw, neck, or back pain, discomfort or pain in the arm or shoulder, and shortness of breath. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, some risk factors for heart disease include high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, obesity, an unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, excessive alcohol use, and smoking or tobacco use of any kind. For more information about heart disease and how you can improve your cardiovascular health, you can visit cdc.gov/heartdisease. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
I don't mean to scare you, but winter's sneaking up on you. Norton Auto, your CarQuest dealer, is ready to help you prepare your vehicle for winter's needs. Now's the time to check your battery, wiper fluid, antifreeze, and get stocked up on diesel treatment. Don't forget, Norton Auto also has a variety of smoker pellets for only $10.99 a bag. Norton Auto, your full-service auto parts and store serving Norton and the surrounding area with quality CarQuest parts. On the corner of North 2nd Street and Main in Norton.
New Age Industrial is the leading aluminum extruder and fabricator in the United States. On top of manufacturing heavy-duty yet lightweight equipment for various industries, their aluminum products are built to last and carry a lifetime guarantee against rust and corrosion. Their strength is not only in their products, it's the people who take great pride in what they do. Their team has continued to manufacture top-notch aluminum products and maintain the highest level of customer service for over 55 years. Learn more about them at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA is cutting its forecast for Argentina's drought-affected corn and soybean crops. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
Not a lot of market reaction to Wednesday's USDA World Supply and Demand estimates and forecasts, mainly because there was not a lot of major change. Markets had expected USDA analysts to cut their forecasts for corn and soybean crops in Argentina, and that's what happened. USDA chopping 5 million tons off the corn forecast, taking it down to 47 million tons. That would put the crop 2.5 million below last year. For Argentina's soybean crop, USDA dropping that forecast by 4.5 million tons down to 41 million. That would be almost 3 million tons below last year's production. Meanwhile, no changes as yet to USDA's previous forecasts for Brazilian corn or beans. Both those crops expected to be considerably larger than last season. USDA made very few changes to its U.S. forecasts right after the USDA reports. Then very little market movement. Corn up a penny, soybeans down 2 cents, wheat up 4. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And little change as far as the latest U.S. drought monitor map is concerned. Matter of fact, no change whatsoever. Still, 96% of the state is considered abnormally dry or in drought conditions. and nearly 83% of the state remain in drought conditions, and 68 2/3% of the state remain in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions. Still, of course, the worst areas are in portions of western, central, south central, and southeastern Kansas, with a good part of western Kansas into the D4 or worst exceptional drought category. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The big low pressure system that brought rain and snow to parts of our state last night is moving quickly up into the northern plains and Great Lakes. That'll leave a little bit of cloud cover over the central plains for a while, along with the possibility of some light rain or snow across our state through the afternoon. High pressure from the northern and central Rockies will move in to take over our weather pattern from late this afternoon into the upcoming weekend. As the high enters Kansas, we'll get some gusty wind tomorrow and into Saturday, along with about average daytime highs. By the weekend, we'll warm up quite a bit, going above average just about statewide Saturday and Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, that strong low pressure system is entering the Great Lakes region, and a cold front is swinging southward. High pressure is on the way from the Intermountain States and will begin settling in over the central plains. Cool air is moving in with that system, along with some cloud cover. Might see some light rain or snow showers for much of our state through the afternoon. Overnight, skies will be clearing up. Pretty cold lows in the teens for the western and central counties, and 20s from about Topeka eastward. Tomorrow, high pressure takes over the weather pattern for a while. Clear skies to start the day, and it'll be a little bit breezy just about statewide. Wind out of the north at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunny through tomorrow afternoon with near average daytime highs. The weekend looks sunny, temperatures moderating back into the 50s for many areas through Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-30s with low to mid-teens for the overnight hours. Low to mid-40s north central, and tonight we're in the upper teens and low 20s. Northeast, low to mid-40s today and low 20s for the overnight. Southwest, mid to upper 30s, and tonight we're in the mid-teens. Mid-40s south central and low to mid-20s overnight, and in the southeast counties, upper 40s today with mid to upper 20s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required. And you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.